at least the two of you. It's probably done. Probably,
oh, what tournament was this?
It's 2019.
CO 2019.
All right. I think we got this resolved.
It was probably this.
All right. Sorry about that. Everybody?
Yeah.
All right. Toss one. This historical figure suggests throwing a gun into the air at midnight and predicts that the bullet will hit the most cowardly man in the room in a 1936 film that unusually emphasizes this man's cruelty. A film about this man had to be reshot after Howard Hawks footage was lost in a plane crash and a hungover Lee Tracy urinated onto a military parade. That 1934 film starred Wallace Beery as this man. This man's capture of Ohinaga was delayed because the cameraman filming the battle had to move into position first. This man was given a military uniform to replace his casual clothing as part of an agreement with Mutual Film, who filmed his military outfits.
Watch over here.
That's right, 10 points.
Oh, yeah.
How
oh,
is that? Nothing to go off of, though.
Yeah,
I heard the there. So. Lawrence Kramer argued that this composer represented erotic exploration using the unusual harmonic structure of his settings of Goethe's Ganymede. Maynard Solomon's article on this composer and the Peacocks of Benvenuto Cellini introduced the theory that this composer was gay, noting that he had a close circle of male intimates, including Edward von Barenfeld. An essay by Susan McClary in the book Queering the Pitch identifies an exploration of sexual identity in the unusual tonality of the Andante con moto E major second movement of this composer's Eighth Symphony, and also cites this composer's Impromptu No. 1 in C minor. For 10 points, McClary has given a queer reading of what composer's D759, nicknamed the Unfinished
Schubert.
Yes.
All right, thanks.
Okay. Hold on, I am going to fix this. This is first. Buzz check. Three. Reading the phrase "the racehorse of genius" contributes to the protagonist's awareness of being this type of person and to his decision to take a year of leave from his life. An early chapter describes how someone might come to see himself as this type of person if he is a possibilist as opposed to a realist. The artist Walter exclaims to his wife Clarisse that the protagonist is this type of person, noting that there are millions of them nowadays. A man who thinks of himself as Siamese, as the Siamese twin of his sister Agatha, is described as this type of person in the title of a novel.
A Man Without Qualities.
Yes.
Nice.
10 points. Toss it. When a benign tumor was removed from Randolph Churchill, this man quipped that they removed the one part of Randolph that was not malignant. During World War II, this man spread a rumor that Marshal Tito was both a woman and a lesbian. This man's brother, the author of the scandalous The Loom of Youth, was the only family member not to call him Wuffles. This author's ambiguous first name led a reviewer at the Times Literary Supplement to assume his biography of Dante Gabriel Rossetti was written by a woman. He'd later marry a woman with the same first name. This man covered the Second Italo-Abyssinian War for the Daily Mail, which inspired his novel about a correspondent.
Evelyn Waugh.
Yes.
Like, is it a different?
10 points.
So I just got a
witty British author. Which name that sounds like a lady's name? No, it is not.
Not this time. Not know that he married another Evelyn. No, that's
very exciting. Yeah. Yeah. There's a clue for that from the movie Lost in Translation. There's like this dumb actress that they kind of meet, played by Anna Faris, and she's like, my favorite author is Evelyn Waugh. I just love her books or something like that.
Yeah.
Excellent. you. We are on toss up 5. An essay whose title compares poems to this type of place argues that Einstein's relativity of measurements should be incorporated into a poetic practice and proposes mounting an attack on the rigidity of the poetic foot. That essay comparing poems to this type of place is by William Carlos Williams. The principle that form is never more than an extension of content is linked to a compositional technique named for this type of place and Charles Olson's essay perspective. In Charles Olson's essay Projective Verse, the speaker learned not to fear infinity or this type of place in a Theodore Retke poem titled For This Type of Place. A poem titled For This Type of Place describes crosses row on row that mark the locations of the dead and inspired the use of remembrance poppies. For 10 points, a World War I poem by John McCrae is titled For What Type of Place in Flanders?
The field.
Yes. Also, in a Guardian essay on this organization, Nicholas Hewn Brown relates how one of their works centers on a young thug who fails to deliver the fatal blow to a student and is instead handed an oversized yellow book, prompting an orgy of celestial joy. An essay by Gia Tolentino describes a work by this organization in which a giant bearded face is engulfed in a tsunami and examines this organization's marketing strategy, including offers to experience a divine culture. This is probably the most profitable organization to feature players of the Pippa and Aru on its payroll. All members of this organization... Toss up. Johann Georg Hamann's wish for an apocalyptic angel with a key to this type of place is quoted in the essay Language by Martin Heidegger. Heidegger also emphasized the necessity of immortals who can reach into this kind of place during the world's night in his essay What Are Poets For? In Aleister Crowley's mysticism, the demon Corenzone dwells in this kind of place and tempts people away from becoming babes of this kind of place. A philosopher wrote that man is a rope stretched between the animal and the Superman and added that the rope is over the...
Is it an abyss?
10 points. Also, the narrator of a book says that the secret cave of remembrance was opened by a word coined by this author, Upsa Lamba. In that same book, the narrator compares a woman's drawing of a naked girl trapped in a bubble to this author's description of an ape in the Jardin d'un Plant that produced a...
Nabokov.
Power.
What was that?
Nabokov. Toss of 8. This syllable is repeated over nearly 2 pages in Laurie Moore's story Real Estate. Drinking.
Huh?
Power.
Great job.
Ha.
It's like ha 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 ha.
Toss up 10. A 1961 B-movie adaptation of this book, directed by Nathan Duran, that changed the character names for copyright reasons, included a motion sickness pill with a price of admission. 100 years after this novel's publication, Anthony Smith tried to recreate it in real life. An early scene in this novel has an apoplectic old Commodore at the Royal Geographical Society doubting whether one of its principal characters even exists. The heroes of this novel are at one point towed along by an elephant and after...
Around the world in 80 days.
So.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, I thought you could recreate that, and
after setting out from Zanzibar, happened to find the source of the Nile. In this novel, the dexterous hand Joe accompanies Dick Kennedy and Dr. Samuel Ferguson, who travel aboard the Victoria. For 10 points, name this novel that made Jules Verne famous about a trip in a lighter than air vehicle.
Seven days in
the balloon?
5 weeks
in the balloon.
Oh, no.
Okay. I
read that when I was like in second
grade. Yeah, I'm pretty excited too. Not half.
Toss 11.
Oh.
The lack of. Oh, sorry.
I don't remember this room.
The lack of fingers on this painting's central figure has been traced by some scholars back to the artist's aversion to fingers after an incident in which he was shot in the hand during a breakup with a lover. Mars Incorporated once offered a reward of 2 million M&Ms in a promotion involving this painting. David Tosca, the crime baron behind the Nokus robbery, is also thought to have been the ringleader behind the 2004 theft of this painting. One of 2 mummy theories about this painting argues that...
Alright, I don't want to keep nagging with ACF fall things, but it's the scream, right?
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
Famous stolen painting that looks like a mummy.
Yeah.
Very good.
Toss 12. A technique used in this aspect of filmmaking was invented by Lucien Ballard during the making of 1944's The Lodger, and is nicknamed the Obie because it was inspired by a traffic accident involving Ballard's wife, Merle Oberon. The butterfly approach to this aspect of filmmaking was favored by George Hurrell and was most famously used by Don English during the filming of Shanghai Express. The Neon Demon and Atomic Blonde exemplify a 2010s trend in this aspect of filmmaking.
Is it lighting?
10 points.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, so 40, 70 after the 12, toss up 13. Books of this type are eligible for the Michael Marks Award, whose winners include Advice on Wearing Animal Prints by Selima Hill. By far the most popular of the many books that Flipped Eye Publishing has released in this format is titled Teaching My Mother How to Give Birth. The American name for these books comes from a word for itinerant vendors who sold broadside ballads.
Like chapbooks?
10.
Nice. Nice.
Toss 14. Book title for this action contrasts a long sentence about the pianist Wittgenstein, brother of the philosopher Ludwig Wittgenstein, with a series of short sentences about the same topic. The streets of Grand Theft Auto San Andreas are evoked in the first line of a John K. Samson song titled For What the Singer Will Do When He Finishes This Action. A text on performing this action declares, if we think that our reader is an idiot, we should not use rhetorical figures, and warns the reader that you are not E.E. Cummings. That text about this action advises, if you do not know the definition of a term, and it is one of the principal terms you use, then you have chosen the wrong career. That same guy, for performing this action, suggests to use the advisor as a guinea pig.
Is this like writing a dissertation?
No.
No.
Umberto Eco wrote a how-to guide for performing this action. For 10 points, name this action you usually need to do to get a graduate degree.
Research.
No, I was specifically writing a thesis here.
Sorry.
Okay. I'm writing a dissertation.
Jesus. I think that is the same.
At very least, promptable.
All right, I will note it.
Unless it's bringing a thesis to the document, I guess. I interpret it as the entire document.
Yeah.
Toss 15. Note to player's description acceptable. Phyllis Dearborn was one of the most esteemed photographers in this field in the Pacific Northwest. An organization headed in the Octagon House in Washington, D.C. awarded a gold medal to Ezra Stoller for his accomplishments in this field in 1961. Many photographs of this type are controversially kept in a Swiss archive, which was allegedly given to Federico Zanko as an engagement present. Prior to December 1, 1990, photographers in this field always held an independent copyright on their works in the U.S. Working in this field, Julius Schulman popularized certain
just architecture photography.
Yes.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Stupid trips agreement.
Toss up 16. One of these objects supports garbage bags and a wooden chair in Nari Ward's sculpture Savior, which the artist transported through the streets of Harlem. The photographer Julian Montague has spent over a decade photographing and categorizing these things into classifications like a damaged group and a plaza drift. Two of these objects and a traffic cone appear beneath a bridge in Giverny in a parody of one of Monet's water lilies paintings from the Crude Oil series by Banksy. A lady with a prominent varicose veins and curlers in her hairs holds her hands against one of these objects in a photoreal sculpture by...
isn't it a vacuum cleaner?
No.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, no.
In a photorealist sculpture by Dwayne Hansen. An oversized 7-foot-long one of these objects is depicted in Maurizio Catalan's 1997 piece Less Than 10 Items. But by saying these objects, you might push through an art supply store.
Shopping cart.
Yes. Toss up 17. A theater director with this last name put on a Zoom production that used black backgrounds to recreate the dimly lit backyard that was the setting for her theatrical production of Will Arbery's Heroes of the Fourth Turning. Another theater director with this last name had children play fairies that she called the Rude Elementals in her production of The Midsummer Night's Dream for the Theater for a New Audience. That director with the surname had actors wear representations of grasslands on top of their heads for a production in which an actor dressed in green camouflage carries a meerkat puppet and a mask inspired by the sun purchased atop the head of the actor playing Mufasa. Let's give the surname of Julie, who directed the...
Tamar?
Yes.
Nice.
All right, you get the dissertation.
Cool. How many questions are in the packet?
24.
What number are we on?
So we are going at 18. It's 70, 85.
Okay.
Thoughts of 18.
Clear. Did not clear.
Emil Durkheim combined this word with a word meaning doubled to refer to the dual nature of behavior as both sacred and profane. A book whose title starts with this word inspired the name of the mascot of Hideo Kojima's production company. This word is paired with a word meaning God in the title of A Brief History of Tomorrow, published in 2015.
This word, so, homo.
Power.
Okay.
Nice.
Homo. Toss up 19. Some artists of this ethnicity criticized an earlier generation of artists with this ethnicity for making Bambi art in flat-style paintings named for Bacone College. A painting by an artist of this ethnicity in the collection of the National Museum of Women in the Arts features materials from the Charkhusta newspaper. That same artist of this ethnicity included a dartboard on top of a mixed media work that includes a Super Bowl banner. That work, I see...
just, like, Native American?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Do not know where it's from, actually.
Toss up 20. The Odeon Movie Theater in this location frequently shows films starring Glamora Tudor, such as Legs Round Your Neck. A lesbian named Miss Hampton, a writer of dirty novels, appears in multiple novels like High Rising and Enter Sir Robert set in this location by Edward Burns Jones' granddaughter, Angela Thurkel. The first novel set in this location features newspaper editorialists named Mr. Popular Sentiment and Dr. Pessimist Anticant, who write in The Jupiter about reforming Hiram's...
Grub Street?
No. The Small House at Arlington and Dr. Thorne are part of a series of novels set in this location. This first volume centers on Septimus Harding, the title Warden, for 10 points in his fictional county, the setting of several novels by Anthony Trollope.
Barsinger.
Yes. Toss up 21. The largest provider of these things in the world made a key acquisition of Tony Stone in 1995. Poor record keeping of these things at Sigma allowed Arthur Grace to sue for $472,000 in damages in 2007. Henry Wilhelm oversaw a plan to deliver a huge cache of these things to Iron Mountain in Pennsylvania, prompting several negative news stories about Bill Gates, who founded Interactive Home Systems to monetize selling them online. Companies such as Pond5 and DreamsTime have followed Bruce Livingston's micro model for providing these things, largely sourced through the internet and often sold royalty.
Stock images?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Good.
Toss 22. In 1992, Michael Goff founded a magazine named for this action, whose second cover featured actor Rupert Everett. Preston Mitchum wrote an essay for The Atlantic declaring his mixed feelings for a holiday devoted to this action, citing the deaths of people such as Mark Carson and Islam Nettles. A magazine named for this action was a longtime sister publication of The Advocate. Gene O'Leary co-founded an October 11th holiday named for this action that uses a logo of a yellow man dancing on a pink floor designed by Keith Haring. Oprah Winfrey, Demi Moore, and Laura Dern all guest starred on the most famous TV episode about this action. That night...
Coming out.
Yes. Toss of 23. In one story, workers at this location tease the protagonist by claiming the loss of a man is less important than the loss of a trowel, and they later develop a safety mechanism to limit damage from hitting reservoirs while tunneling through granite. In that short story, the protagonist realizes that the universe is cylindrical after he leaves this place. This place is revealed to be a metaphor for a brain-altering counter-virus later recovered by hero protagonist in Neal Stephenson's Snow Crash. Hilalum meets entire families who live on this structure in the opening story of Ted Chiang's collection Stories of Your Life and Others. A location named in reference to this place is a sphere whose circumference is unattainable and whose exact...
This place, eh? The Library of Babel.
No. Props by asking, what is the original structure alluded to by the library?
I mean, it's like Pascal's sphere. Like.
No. Is unattainable and whose exact center is any hexagon, composed of hexagonal rooms that hold books with 410 pages each. Fernet points in his biblical location that inspired a short story by Jorge Luis Borges about an infinite library.
Time.
Yes.
Oh,
power.
There you go.
That is, I guess, what was more directly inspiration there. Yes, okay. Sorry about that. Should simply have said that.
All right, last toss-up. A 2019 book title for this earlier book includes letters lambasting a man for wasting his time with silly little Tories and reminding him that you have to ask an accountant to file your income taxes. In a letter to Robert Giroux collected by Saskia Hamilton, the author of this book claims that he did everything I could to make my book kind without killing it. This book was published in the same year and in the same form as the author's collection History and a collection partly named for the author's daughter Harriet. One version of this collection altered the chronology of the author's affair with Caroline Blackwood. Before publishing this collection, the received...
Life studies?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Received a letter warning, art isn't worth that much, from Elizabeth Bishop. Much of this collection was adapted from letters by the poet's wife, Elizabeth Hardwick, for Nepo Simus poetry collection by Robert Lowell, named for an animal.
Dolphin?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't have that. I need eggs.
All right, final score, 80, 130.
Good game.
Or sorry, 85.
Good game.